like that's what the first show like felt like for me, because all the echo, I kept being like,
I don't even remember what that sounds like really. But we're recording.
Oh,
well, that's a good Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Ryan.
You know, it feels weird not saying and like having a partner on this show.
Yeah,
it's like everyone's like it's like a test.
It's a test.
So I've had like you.
Oh,
I've had Allison.
The interviews. Yeah.
I've had Allison. I've had Samantha.
Maybe you should have a poll.
Well, I was thinking of doing, because we already talked about this, like America's Next Top Podcaster.
Oh.
And have the audience or the listeners vote in on it, but we haven't made it official yet.
Have them text message it.
We're doing like a couple shows per person.
Singular.
You can text.
Only singular customers can text in.
Or you can text message my phone, I don't care.
Or Ricky's phone, which accepts all comments.
But I really have to do a poll for other people to vote, because it's kind of biased. You know, because all three of you are my friends.
Yeah.
Of course, we could have a podcast with four people, but how...
Oh, my God.
That'd be crazy.
Like, we already talk over each other anyway.
I know.
Four people would be like...
That's just too many people anyway, to try to get into one recording.
Hell yeah.
And then what if they don't like
people?
You?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or what if you don't like them?
If I mean, you know, whatever.
It's hot today. I should have...
It is hot today.
Your outfit's pretty hot today.
Yeah, it's pretty bitchin'.
You got your tuxedo shirt on.
My tuxedo shirt.
Is that a rose in it? Oh
yeah,
there's a flower.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm classy
and
shit.
How old are those pants? Those are from the early 90s, I know, right?
No, actually. I got these from Walmart. These are Walmart sleep pants. I decided.
And you're wearing them as regular pants?
Yeah, they're everyday wear for me.
Oh, okay.
It's hot outside, and
I
don't like
shorts. That print went out like... a long time ago. Is it coming back?
I'm sure it went out a very long time ago.
I think
it's
I
like
had those like when I was
fire
in eighth grade.
Camouflage. I don't know what the hell it is.
Well, no, it's weird.
I like it though. These are some of my favorite pants.
It works.
I've had these longer than
not sure it matches
pants.
The shirt, but you know.
No,
whatever.
This is my dress casual.
Is this your Sunday?
It's my Sunday best.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? Is that your
That's
fire
my
alarm?
Phone.
No. I thought, like us, all your fire alarms were slowly dying, because we at Wagner's house, we had a lot of fire alarms that all just started dying at the same time.
I hate that shit.
So we put them in the fish tank, and they were still beeping. Like, we were like,
in
fuck
the fish
this.
Tank?
Yeah, there was the one without fish in it. We took it, put it in the fish tank, because we were so pissed. Like, we hit it with a hammer. It just wouldn't shut the fuck up. So
why didn't you take the battery out?
Because it was still beeping. Trust me, we tried that. That was like number one. And then we put it in the fish tank and eventually it died. It was like possessed by the devil. Like
by the smoke gods?
Yeah, like it was like,
maybe if you guys weren't like smoking out so much in the apartment, it wouldn't go off.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ricky. We only smoke cigarettes. We do not smoke marijuana cigarettes. We are
I was going to say cigarettes and air quotes. Cigarettes.
Listen,
it's kind of hard to do that because they don't know what...
distinguished gentleman. Yeah.
You're a distinguished gentleman?
I'm a distinguished gentleman. I smoke a pipe.
Crack pipe.
Crack pipe. Oh, shit. Oh, self-diss. Motherfucker.
I want some crack so I can get skinny.
Okay, so one thing I do have to mention, I was talking to you about before we started. Motherfucking people... And if you listen to the show and you do this, no exceptions. I mean, you're cool for listening to the show and everything, but you need...
You're motherfucking people.
Yeah, you're motherfucking people. You are included in motherfucking people. I live in an apartment complex, and Ricky does too. When you drive through an apartment complex, you have to deal with people walking in the road. Now, it wouldn't be so bad if they were walking in the road...
On the side.
If there weren't sidewalks. But there are sidewalks all over the place. And in Florida, you can't ride a bike on the sidewalk. So those sidewalks are meant for people walking or rollerblading.
Can you rollerblade on them too?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can rollerblade, you just can't ride a bike.
Can you skateboard?
I don't know.
You can belch on the show.
It's like
stinky.
Stuck in my chest, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's building.
Like, yeah, oh, it's going to be a good one. It'll be ferocious when it comes. Maybe we'll end
the
show.
Has to be better in Ginas.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I can live up to that. Damn.
Actually, we always thought those were belches, but they were actually queefs.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a queef? Rocking the Q.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell queef?
I think it's like Q-U-I-F? Q-U... I thought, I would think E-I-F, you know what I mean?
Like grief. Queef,
yeah. So wait, wouldn't it be Q-U-I-E-F? I like that, it looks classy.
F. Two F's. Well, F.
Oh, yeah, double F. Or PH, actually.
Oh, PH would be wrong. That would be awesome.
That would be classy as hell. You should title this show Queef.
It's what's for dinner.
It's what's for dinner. Oh, that's terrible.
Well, how do you eat that, though? Well, I would not be eating that, but...
I make all necessary goals to avoid the queef. I'm a big fan of beef, but the queef not is the queef. A no. I just realized that all your doors and stuff are
I reckon
your neighbors are going to be like, what the hell?
I'm famous. I'm a famous podcast star. They know me.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's Ricky.
That's Ricky. We know what he does.
Whatever he does, it's right. Cool.
Actually, they might be thinking, who's that new guy going into his apartment?
Super big star.
Who's that new guy going to his apartment with his tuxedo shirt on?
Did you see those pants? Oh, my God.
They're like, wow, they won't be on long, probably.
You should... Did I hit the dog in the face or something?
Huh? No, the dog's under the table.
Oh, okay. I thought I bumped into the dog with my foot.
The dog. Is that D-A-W-G?
D-A-W-G, dog.
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 So, anyway, I finished the story about the
walk. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. ADD. Well, that's pretty much it. They pissed me off.
Oh.
It happens a lot in Carlton Arms. Like, people will be baby stroller down the middle of the road, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, that's good. I'm sure babies love to be in the middle of a street where cars are driving all the time. And
I think they have, like, remote control strollers now. I think I saw them.
Too lazy to push your kids around?
I don't know. Like, I saw this lady, and she was holding this thing, but she wasn't holding her stroller, but it was moving.
Maybe she was.
It was one of those three wheel strollers with the big bicycle wheels on them.
Oh, speaking of crazy technology, because that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I find that crazy. No baby should be in a remote control car. I don't care what
and
you say.
And it's a three wheeler. Aren't those illegal?
It may look like a stroller, but if you have a remote control, that's a motherfucking remote control car.
Right.
That you put your baby in. Here, little Jimmy, get on this remote control car. I'll chase the dogs around and scare them. Right.
That's, like, weird.
You could race your babies, you know? Like, hey, come on
over. I can see the dads.
I got a new
now.
Baby stroller. Let's race.
We got a new baby.
Woo! Make the baby go off that ramp.
It has, like, Evel Knievel on the back of it.
Yeah.
This is Evel Knievel at 3 months.
But speaking of crazy technology, I was watching Conan O'Brien the other night, and they had a guest on. And
who
normally
stays up that late?
Me. And I also record it. So if I miss it, I also watch it during the day. It was actually Friday's episode, I guess it'd be the 3rd of November. Unless you listen to this on repeat, and it's better damn.
Actually, this show will be out like in a week and a half.
Okay, so then the 3rd. So if you can travel back in time and watch it, excuse me. No.
Not so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, no. I'm not a good burper. I really
you
like...
You drink a bunch of Coke.
Yeah, hold on. Let me.
That is a really big amp, though.
Yeah, this is the big rig from AMP. I don't fuck around. That's what this drink says. This drink says, I don't fuck around.
I don't fuck around.
In fact, if AMP is listening and they want me to do their commercials, I will come on television and say, I don't fuck around.
No, you will go on a podcast.
And hold this up. Well, you can't see it.
But you can describe it in your voiceover.
Mmm, it's delicious. Mountain Dewy.
AMP. It's what's for dinner with queef.
Goes good with the queef. Big side of queef.
Ooh. What is...
Sticky, hot, and delicious.
I was just wondering what a queef smells like.
Honestly, I don't know. I'm sure it's not good.
I Well, if it's just air,
yeah, but
and it's not like
yeah, but your in, ass is just air, so
yeah, know. But you have shit coming out of your. Oh, it could be that time of the month.
Yeah. It, oh, good. Oh, oh. Talk about spray.
What if it queefed and it just sprayed out?
Oh, like, man,
like those blood things that they put in shirts. So
yeah, you get it like a squib.
Yeah, a squib squeeve.
Baby, you rocking squib, some squeeve. Squibs in your pants.
That's a pickup line.
Like, yeah, is that just squibs in your pants, or are you happy to see me? Yeah,
or are you having your baby?
Oh. Ooh.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Technology.
Oh yeah, but the guy was talking about how right now our computers are about as smart as a slug. They're mm-hmm. actually very, even though, you know, they could do highly complicated tasks, they're really mm-hmm. not very smart, because if you think about it, the human brain can see, perceive, and do all this shit at the same time as regulating right. all your shit, you know, to keep you going.
I like how you're demonstrating and yeah. they can't see it.
Yeah, oh, it's I'm really waving bad. My hands around wildly.
Right.
That means regulating all thinking, your shit.
Yeah, yeah, he's thinking.
I'm pulling the thoughts out of the air. but he was talking about how he estimates that about 2030 is when computers will finally be smarter than us, be smarter than the human brain. And so we need to start taking steps to make sure that we are better than computers, that we advance as fast as technology does, which means integrating technology with our human bodies.
Didn't they make a movie with that?
I don't know.
Will Smith?
Oh, yeah. Oh yes. I, Robot. Where, like, through the whole movie, he's eating pie. He's just like, fucking, I love pies. You should call this movie Pie Robot. You got any robots that make pies?
Who eats the pie?
Will Smith. He loves pie. Like, his grandma makes him pie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember.
And he has, like, some old school. Oh, goodness.
You know what? We need to do the disclaimer about, like they do with the movies, don't add your own soundtrack to my dog. He never shuts up. You know, like when you go to the movie, it says, please don't add your own soundtrack. People crying and whining and talking.
Cell phones turn off your cell phone.
Yeah.
Like you could talk.
Turn off my dog.
Like, didn't you just text somebody like just 2 seconds ago?
Maybe. It's my show.
Maybe.
Whatever.
But he was talking about getting our brains on the internet, having our brains interface with the internet, and having our brains on Wi-Fi so we could, like, send in some messages to each other and stuff like that through our brain.
That's...
Isn't that weird?
Not right.
But...
What if somebody taps into your brain?
Exactly. That's why me and Fur have decided we're not going to do it. We're just going to move somewhere where, like, technology doesn't exist to get away from it. Because everybody will be, like, Wi-Fi'd up. And then somebody's going to hack in. And then everybody's going to be like...
That's weird.
Just
but
stop,
then you won't have...
Because
you don't
if
need
they
a voice.
Get a virus. Yeah, but... You know.
Or you won't need hands or anything.
Conan was saying it would be really funny. Because his show would be totally different. Because everyone would be sitting there in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera would be going back and forth between him and stuff. And then people at home would be like... Conan's so funny.
That would be funny.
If any of you watch Conan O'Brien, man, that's a good show. If you don't watch it, you should. He's a good show. You know what you should do is listen to this podcast while you watch Conan O'Brien at the same time.
Are you, like, plugging him? Because we're not getting money for that.
I don't care. I love Conan O'Brien. He's a motherfucking pimp.
Do you like him better than Jon Stewart?
I don't know.
Or what's his name?
I really
Colbert?
No. Oh, that's... That you're a jerk, okay? You're a jerk.
Conan.
That's
all right, we'll do a contest. Conan.
Death
or
is not an option.
Yeah, death is not an option.
If it
Conan
was
Conan or Jon Stewart, death is not an option.
If it was death is not an option, I'd have to say Jon Stewart because.
Jon Stewart or Colbert. Death
Colbert.
Is not an option.
Colbert, he's got beautiful hands.
Colbert or Conan. I was gonna say Conan O'Brien or Colbert,
but he already
isn't.
Beat by
he's
you
gone.
Know
yeah.
like the was that like transitive property or something. Like that?
I don't do math. No, that's English, right?
No, it's transitive property says if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. So it'd kind of be like if A is greater than B and B
when
is
did you learn that?
Greater than, like 7th or 8th grade?
Oh, Okay. Well, when I was in seventh grade, you were like not born.
Dis to like not only myself, but you as to well. Me.
Right.
Wait, what? How old were you when you were in seventh grade?
Like 11 or 12.
11 or 12. How old are you now?
29.
29? I'm 22, motherfucker. I was alive.
You're like 4.
Yeah, so something like that. What year were you in 7th grade?
90.
I would have been 6. So I would have been started in elementary school.
That makes me want to vomit.
So actually, bad. No, I would have been in transitional, because when I was in kindergarten, they thought I was retarded. So, yes.
They did not think you were retarded.
They thought I was retarded. They thought I was, like, socially and mentally handicapped.
Because you didn't want to talk to anybody?
No, because I wrote cuss words on the bathroom wall because I was so pissed because I couldn't just take a nap pissed? All day and just color and shit. They were like, do this work. And I was like, bump you. Because when I was a kid, my dad kind of let me do whatever I want. After my mom left, he let me do whatever I want, so I kind of, you know, I was a bad kid.
How did you adjust to going to your mom's house after that?
I didn't until I was 13, so. What the big adjustment was is when my dad married my stepmom, who was definitely not going to let me do whatever I want.
Right.
Yeah, she was a disciplinarian. Is she a mean stepmom? God, she was like the total evil stepmother. Like, she had kids with him. With my dad, and she was all like, my kids are superior.
My kids are better.
You're a dumb whore, because your mommy, you look like AT when you were a baby.
Your mom's a whore.
I was like, damn, you didn't even know what I looked like when I was a baby. You didn't come around till I was three.
Look, bitch, I know my dad longer than you were.
Right. Whore.
Whore. And I think, little bastard kids.
Yeah.
So you have brothers and sisters?
I have half brothers and sisters. Well, I have actually, we're all separated by 4 years. That's the only reason I know how old they are.
Uh-huh.
So my sister's 18, my little brother's 14, and the youngest is 10. The youngest,
Daddy got busy.
Yeah, the youngest I haven't seen since he was a baby. So he thinks I'm like his cousin, even though I haven't talked to them in almost 10 years. So.
Do they live here?
No, they live in Pennsylvania, I believe.
Oh. Wow, yeah. You haven't seen your dad in 10 years.
I haven't seen them in, like, almost 10 years. It's been, actually, it'll be 10 years coming up next, like, August or something like that. My dad stopped in one day, like, randomly, and so it's probably been, like, 7 years since I've seen him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you talk to him?
No, I don't know where he is. Nobody can find him. There's, like, a warrant out for his arrest and stuff like that. No, because he...
what's it going to be arrested
for? Evading child support.
For you?
Yeah.
Even though you're an adult now?
Well, no. Now, the only thing they can do is they can, like, kind of back tax them, which is only, like, 30% or something like that. Yeah, so...
and does that money go to your mom?
It would go to her, but she would give it to me. She's already stated that she would give it to me.
Well, you better get that in writing.
My mom's cool. She wouldn't.
Better get it in writing.
She wouldn't play me.
Money
like
changes
that.
Everybody.
It's not like it's going to be like $6 million. It's going to be like, a couple thousand. She honestly would give it to me because she knows I need it for school and stuff like that.
Which she was supposed to help you with.
Yeah, she did help me a little bit. I got to hand it to her for like a single mom. Semester? Yeah, I'm in school this semester. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Actually in school, like I don't go like to school
last semester.
Yeah, I was in school last semester as far as I was enrolled. I wasn't
admitted.
Oh, say taking any classes, air quotes. But I was in the school. I didn't have to pay $26 to start this year.
$26?
You have to pay $26 to enroll.
To PCC?
Yeah. $26. Dude, it's not that bad.
It was 20.
Yeah, like...
I had to pay 30 at USF.
30?
Actually, yeah, that's the application fee.
Yeah, that's what it was. The application fee is $26.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to reapply if you've been out of school for more than a year.
But you weren't, though, right?
It would have been more than a year if I didn't go to semester.
You're like, I'm saving me some money.
Yeah, like, I got to get that
$26. So what are you taking? I'm taking
sociology. Applied calculus and
that's hard.
College composition too. I actually have like a C, almost a B in applied calculus. All I have to do is get a B because Fur got a C, and I just got to do better than her. And
she that's got all a C. I oh, I did better than both of you.
Really?
What did you get? I got an 88.
Oh, wow. Wow. I don't do
homework. It was hard, though.
I'm bad about doing homework and stuff like that. Plus, this is the first math class I've taken at PCC.
What?
I didn't have to take any...
College CPT, algebra?
Yeah, I took the CPT test, and they said I didn't need to take anything but applied calculus. They actually said I passed trigonometry, but they didn't tell me that until, like, this semester, and I started to take trigonometry. And I dropped out of the class because the teacher was insane, and like no one in the class was learning the teacher, anything. Do you remember? Like Cesar De La Rosa.
Oh well,
De La Rosa.
Do you speak Spanish? I mean, what, do you have an accent?
No, not really. No.
De La Rosa.
De La Rosa.
I'm taking Spanish this semester.
De La Rosa. I think that's going to be my D&D character's last name now.
De La Rosa?
Yeah, because my D&D character's name is Esteban.
What about Rosalede?
Rosalede.
What? Backwards.
Wouldn't that be Rose of the...
Rose of...
Yeah. Or Rose so what? The of?
So what? It's Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
It's fake anyway.
It's not fake. It's a mystical world, okay? You roll dice to do things.
You're a 40-sided die.
No, I have a 20. There's no 40. Come on now. That just
you wish there was a 40.
That would here. Just be so. There's a 100-sided dice.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really insane. I don't know anybody. I know one how person big are the who's sides? Had one.
I mean,
they're tiny. It's like a big super ball, like almost 2 inches in diameter, uh-huh. And you roll it, and like you can almost not tell which side. Fuck that. We just roll 2 10-sided dice, and one is the ones digit, and one is the tens digit. Because that's much fucking easier.
But you get better odds doing it that way.
No, it's the exact same thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because we use the 10 as a 0.
I'm taking statistics next semester, so I will find out.
No, it's the exact same thing, because one is the 10s. They're independent variables, but they're still, you know, they... Yeah.
Math is hard.
I actually really like math, but that was a terrible burp. That was like
I know.
It's not like a hairball.
That was almost like a, whatever. So, I want to come, we have to come up with some skits or whatever.
Some skits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, go back.
Skits.
Did we ever have skits? We had a couple skits.
Yeah, we had a couple skits.
Yeah, we'll have to go back to
more topical
the old days.
Than anything, you know.
Yeah, we pretty much just
whatever
talk about
the hell
shit.
Comes up.
Yeah, like queefs.
Like queefs.
Bloody it's queefs.
Bloody queef squibs.
Oh, it's gross. Oh, it sounds like they're here to come get you, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I guess I better roll.
You hit that person in your apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. They're like, what the hell? Why would you just leave? He was dying. Like, oh, I don't know.
I just did it.
Yeah, speaking of dying person with the car, I feel that if they're able to say you can't drive before 16, then they're able to stipulate an age limit for driving. Because there's a lot of people out there driving, especially in Florida, that are way too old to be driving.
What do you mean 97's too old?
For instance, there was a 93-year-old man who had hit a person and mm-hmm. was so old, didn't realize he hit a person. The person was sticking out of their window, like slowly dying in mm-hmm. the man's window. Had no idea. The only reason anyone like pulled him over or anything was because he went through the toll booth at the Skyway Bridge. And they were like, there's a person sticking out of your window. He's like, eh. And he put his money in and then drove
when
off
was
and they
this?
Pulled him over on the Skyway. This was a couple months ago.
Oh my God, did the person die?
I think they did. I'm pretty sure they did. And I heard the guy renewed his license recently.
That happened to me at the DMV.
Wait, what?
You no.
got hit by a...
An old-ass person like that renewed his driver's license. He was like 96.
Did he pass like the
same yes, he
test
passed that shit. And our license are good for seven years.
We should have a reflex test. I think, honestly, they should have a reflex. Because you need to be able to, you know, move quickly. In case, like, a person is in front of you or something
right.
like that, you know? Or be able to
God,
understand
could you imagine
that a person
riding
just
someone...
went through your window.
I don't like riding with someone that's, like, over 60.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. I don't think I ever have. Like, other than the school bus. you know, all them people are like 97 years old. Crazy. And they're
yeah. With their $8 an hour jobs.
And they're like, brother, we're going to get these fucking kids to school on time.
I'm fucking tired. People keep messaging me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
You're just... Oh, I'm
so popular. Everybody wants to
I am a famous podcast star. I can't help it. I got an email and I got a message at the same time.
Wow.
That's what happens when you're famous.
If I get an email, I'm like, ooh, email.
Did you get the pictures?
Yes, I did. Aren't they awesome? Much. They are pretty bitchin'.
People are, on my live journal, people are like, oh my God, he looks like Ryan Dunn.
That's what I got.
Everybody that messaged me said that.
Yeah, I've gotten that a lot since I started growing my beard out, because I'm not going to shave it the entire winter. And it almost kind of makes me sad, because I really like the fact that I didn't look like anybody in Hollywood for the most part before. And now I do, because there can't be two Ryan Dunns. That's, you know, at least if I didn't look like anybody.
And it's weird because your name's Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's also weird. And I didn't realize who Ryan Dunn was at first, and people kept being like, you look like Ryan Dunn. And I was like, who the fuck is Ryan Dunn? I thought it was just some dude they knew. And I was like, I don't fucking... That guy.
But you do look like him.
It's he's blonde, though, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's kind of taller. And But yeah. Your face still looks like
him. And physically fit.
Well, you know, they do
at least more than me.
What are you talking about, Ryan? You totally have the hottest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Diego Bear.
You know, when we left Chili's that day, Herb was like, Ryan makes me blush.
That effect on people when I'm in Chili's. So,
boys and girls, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it was probably the fact that you just shit all over yourself that made him blush because he's embarrassed.
Oh.
At Chili's.
Wait, what?
I'm just being stupid.
Okay.
Did Fur and what's her face eat those mozzarella sticks that I licked?
Hell yeah, they did.
Awesome.
I told them afterwards.
Oh, really? What they
said?
They
were like, nah. And I was like, okay. Sure. I mean, you can choose to believe me or not. No, like Wagner was like, I don't fucking care.
Wagner's like, I'm hungry.
I'll eat anything.
I don't know. Have I met with her?
I'll eat that dog.
Have I met her?
I don't know if you've met Wagner, actually.
I don't think so. Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Well, we're at 27 minutes.
27 minutes. So y'all are keeping the show down the...
Y'all.
Me. Whatever. Yeah. Y'all can be one person.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to get married, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
I don't think I've ever said y'all.
You just did.
Well, like...
Yeah.
By talking in a sentence.
Oh, I have.
Hey, y'all, wait up. I say you all.
You all?
Yeah.
That's so much more work.
Yeah, but it's just...
See?
Correct.
See, people are like, in the South, they don't enunciate. We don't have motherfucking time to enunciate. We're busy as shit.
Busy what, eating your fried chicken?
I gotta go have steak day here in a few minutes. Why do you think I'm wearing this fancy tuxedo shirt?
Do you guys grill on a grill? Or do you
yeah, we grill inside? On a grill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where is it? South side, north side?
Almost Auburndale.
Damn!
Yeah, so I go up 92.
Why don't you go to the Polk Parkway?
No, I'd fuck that. I know. I drive fast. Regardless.
You can drive fast on the Polk Parkway.
You can drive fast on the Polk Parkway, but I'm going to drive fast anyway.
For free?
Yeah, for free. Gas already too damn expensive.
That is true.
And I don't have no change in my car.
I can hook you up with some change.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though.
Okay, well, we're running the show.
Well, fine then. Yes. Fine. Be that way.
And we're actually going to be under 30 minutes, probably.
No, we're not. No, because I'm going to sit here and pout.
People can't see you pout.
Oh, yes, they can hear me pout.
Okay, so we're really not going to be under 30 minutes now. So, I want to invite everyone to the website, www.foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. We're doing this thing where they're supposed to email us or call the hotline to ask Samantha a question.
Mm-hmm.
Just like... advice questions.
Yeah.
We haven't received anything.
Oh, if you bitches want to ask me any questions.
Yeah. If you want to ask Ryan some questions.
Fuck yeah, I'll answer all your questions. I may dodge a couple, though.
That'd be scary.
Yeah.
Also, go to iTunes and download us and leave us a review. You can contact myself on AOL Instant Messenger at FM Ricky Burton. Or shit, I don't even know can't fucking talk.
Aww.
You can contact me on AOL Instant Messenger at FM Ricky B. You should totally get a Foul Monkeys one.
But I never go on AOL.
AOL, Instant Messenger.
I'll make one. I'll make one. And I'll try to leave it up.
FM Ryan. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Has to start with FM. Foul Monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a call sign or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Like FM Ryan.
Like on when they used to do on CBs.
Yeah. Yeah. My CB handle is Strudel.
Strudel?
Yeah. Garrett's like is Dirty Strudel? Sanchez.
Ugh.
But I talk in like a gay German accent, like I'm strudel.
Oh, that'd be a good skit. We have to do that.
Please ignore any of the previous statements about strudel.
Back in time.
Beep beep.
All right, well, we're out of here. This
later.
Is Ricky. I'll talk to you later.
Later, bitches.
Bye.